This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Leading the way with conversation, leading the way with purpose, leading the way with just nice people who are pleasant. Victoria Keelan, very pleasant. Although, sometimes when you say things like that, who wants to be here? Somebody who's pleasant. There's no interest in somebody being, well, she's pleasant with an edge. How's that?
I love his compliments so much.
Oh. It's
they're not backhanded
at all. Actually are.
That's what they are, right. It's the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen without Jennifer Horn, who's traveling around from one place to another trying to find a place to land, literally and figuratively. Speaking of landing and traveling, for some reason or other, the airline that has no reason for being thinks it needs to expand, so it must be finding they must be finding traffic. They must be finding an audience. They must be finding passengers. Spirit Airlines going to 11 new places starting next spring. And they say lower fares. They give you a cheap seat, but they charge you for everything, including the air on the plane. They're going to add 11 new. They just, as a matter of fact, got 11 new planes. The stretch Airbuses, cheap as they can be, with as many seats as they can squeeze into them. There are 20 more seats in the Spirit planes than there are of the same size than there are in the average plane that American is using. That just kind of shows you. Can you imagine somebody, my son's 6'3", sitting in a seat that only has 29-inch leg room?
Oh. What's the regular? What's the regular, the normal?
31 to 34. Oh, depending on where you're sitting
in the plane. I don't understand how they could make it any smaller than it already is.
Yeah, they just keep...
You have to just sit sideways.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're going to be flying into Seattle, Tacoma, Baltimore, Tampa, Orlando, and Detroit. Yeah, I find them horrible. I'd rather walk than get on one of their planes. They're just horrible. Okay. The State Department warning against travel to Israel. So as our country recognizes Jerusalem as Israel's capital, State Department simultaneously banning diplomatic staff from visiting Jerusalem's Old City and the West Bank for any non-essential reasons, asked U.S. citizens to avoid areas where crowds have gathered and where there is increased police activity. Security message distributed by the U.S. consulate. Government officials cite demonstrations from Palestinian national and Islamic groups as the cause. So this was a discussion during the campaign. Remember, moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? It's going to take a couple of years to get it done anyway. And there are a lot of people around the world, mostly Middle Eastern leaders, who say it's not a good idea, dangerous step, provocative, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And again, as I think about having been there four or five times, last year at this time I was there, and it was, well, actually, what I went to, actually just before Christmas, I think, last year. And thinking about what it is that goes on over there, the West Bank, there's so much notoriety here, you kind of think that it's a big place. But it isn't. It's a little teeny. This, the West Bank, where the Mount of Olives is a stone's throw from the old city of Jerusalem, the walled city of Jerusalem. And they talk about this stuff like we were dealing with some big, huge metropolis, and we're not. It's a little teeny place. And they've been fighting about this. It's like children fighting in a sandbox as to which corner is mine. That's what's been going on over there since Cain and Abel. And you think all of this maneuvering around, this is, I don't know, and I don't really much care whether the U.S. Embassy is in Tel Aviv or in Jerusalem. I think it's nonsensical, frankly, and I don't know why they're getting involved in this. But having said that, the whole place doesn't make a difference where you go. It's very hard for people, if you're thinking about it, to be comfortable there. If you don't think about it, my pal Uri Geller lives in the old city of Jaffa, which is the oldest place other than Jerusalem in Israel. And it's a very quaint, lovely, marvelous, very expensive place to live, in fact. Tel Aviv's becoming a world capital because of the technology. This is Israel is, I think, the fourth, is it the third or fourth largest technical economy in the world?
It's up there for sure.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, more hubbub there. All right, let's keep in the travel pew, shall we, ladies? JetBlue has announced they're offering a chance to win an all-you-can-jet pass. Wow, listen to this. Pass allows the winner and a friend to take unlimited flights for a whole year. To be eligible, anybody who buys a JetBlue ticket between now and the 15th of December automatically entered, which is, I think, what, next Friday, automatically entered, three people will win unlimited free flights for all of 2018. You still have to pay the taxes and the fees. You can only take one flight a day. But it's still kind of fun. Think about it. If you were retired and you wanted to travel, you could travel. I think they're in like 100 and... How many cities now? 100 and some, I think.
Is it everywhere JetBlue flies?
Anywhere they fly.
Yeah. That's the islands in the winter. And
yeah. Wow.
They have a direct flight, I know, from New York to Vegas.
Yeah, New York. Well, here, listen, there are a couple of examples. There, you can go. They're having a big flight flash sale now. You can fly from Buffalo to Boston, for example, for $15. You can fly from New York to Boston or Buffalo for $20. Oakland to Long Beach, $20. You want to drop $40, New York to West Palm Beach on JetBlue.
$40, New York.
$40.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Interesting that the cheapest flight is to Buffalo. What does that tell you about Buffalo? Especially this time of year. All right. Let's see what else we have. Special deal to Buffalo. They'll pay you to come. High-tech suitcases. This whole thing, one of the big stories of the week, is what the airlines, starting with American, are doing. We've had this conversation a couple of times. And it's sort of been ruminating in my mind, Victoria, as to what these lithium batteries, who's going to be smart enough to know if they look at a battery whether it's lithium or not? You think the TSA guys, those flat-footed clowns, are going to know what is a lithium battery? Is there some kind of test?
No, I don't think that's actually the issue. It's just the fact that if the batteries can be removed or not. So all of the smart suitcases are using lithium-ion batteries. And so that's what's in cell phones and laptops and things like that. That's just sort of the standard battery now. So if you have one of these suitcases, like I have one that charges my cell phone, my carry-on case, and so I now need to figure out how to remove it. It came with a little thing that looks like an Allen wrench, and I hope I didn't throw it away because I never read instructions, but essentially that's what...
I know why I hired you.
Because I never read instructions.
Never read the instructions, hooray!
I didn't read the fine print. I know, I didn't read the fine print about this job either, so...
No, that's a good thing.
But that's the thing. Some of these companies who make these expensive smart suitcases don't have removable batteries. And so essentially, you can't even use that luggage anymore. And the whole point of having that luggage is when you're stuck in the airport, you plug your phone into it and it charges all your devices.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
All right. Here's a focus on business travel and business travelers. Typical profile of the business traveler has changed drastically over recent years. 47% of women who traveling for business. Millennials are on the road for work more than any other, more than Gen X, baby boomers.
That's so surprising.
Story this week in the New York Times. Frequent business travelers are not always the healthiest either. Doctors say that when planes and trains are a consistent part of the gig, people tend to report health woes of all kinds. I'm sure that what affected me was a result of my flying back from Italy.
You were with all the coffers.
I was. And, you know, that stuff really gets into, obviously, because of what we do for a living, our vocal cords in our throat may be the one of the strongest parts of our body, but it's also one of the most vulnerable.
Mm.
So anyway, the study that I'm focused on here that's in this article in the Times, business travelers who log more than 20 travel days a month have higher body mass indexes, higher levels of bad LDL, which is the cholesterol, bad cholesterol, higher blood pressure, and are 260% more likely to rate their health as fair to poor. So how does the, what happens here? We boil the problem down to jet lag, lack of healthy food, these junky joints at the airport.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. And if you're stuck at some little motel or hotel,
yeah,
they have vending machines, snack bars. There's no room service, or the restaurant isn't open when you need it to be and things like that. I've been stuck for some, not a lot, but, you know, I've been stuck in those situations. And you end up just eating dinner in a vending machine. And if you have to do that all the time, that's just so unhealthy.
Yeah, it is. Not good. Picking hotels. I always stay at a place where there's a gym.
That's good, yeah.
A lot of people don't exercise when they're on the road. There's a lot of stress if you're not home. A lot of people drink when they're by themselves. They eat bad
mini
food,
bar.
As you said. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Mini bar. Well, if you think about it, you're in a different environment. You're not in your own bed. You don't have your own pillow. There's so many other things, and so people go to the mini bar to knock themselves out a bit.
All right, to fix the problem, you don't eat heavy things like bacon and egg and cheese sandwiches, that kind of stuff. Don't eat that stuff. Don't eat that garbagey fat. Ugh.
A bacon, egg, and cheese is sort of ubiquitous with road travel, though.
Is it?
Yes. I don't eat bacon, but yeah.
I saw something about Dubai that I thought was... I've never been there, but I'd like to go. I've heard some very interesting things about it. They now have installed flying taxi drones that you can take from the Dubai airport to the various hotels around the city. If you look, if you go to Dubai, you can see in the skies in the early morning, started last summer, these fleets of drones take off, and they are all over the place. They carry one passenger. It's an electric drone, travels on a pre-programmed course selected by the passenger, approved by the flight control center at the airport. It goes 60 miles an hour and 1,000 feet in the air. So if you need to get fast from the airport to some building, some hotel, you get on the air taxi. The passenger, this, and there's nobody in it except you.
Yeah. That sounds cool. I would do that.
I would try it. You're right. I'm going to try something that I haven't tried for a long time, a trip to Hawaii in March with listeners. Come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day guided tour with YMT Vacations. We're going to see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, Waikiki Beach, the Garden Isle of Kauai, cruising the tropical rivers, the beautiful grottos. This is going to be fabulous. We're going to go out and watch the whales, spend a lot of time on the Big Island, stunning sunsets, relaxing beaches, island hospitality like you wouldn't believe. So all of the islands in Hawaii we will visit on this 13 days for $19.99. You can enjoy all of the beauty of these beachfront hotels. We'll have sightseeing tours galore, airfare all around Hawaii, and boats traveling between the islands, professional tour directors. So if you would like to travel from any U.S. city, talk to YMT at 877-900-4574. It'd be kind of cool to have a lot of people joining me for a trip to Hawaii in March. 877-900-4574 for more information. Get the free trip brochure. Doug Goes to Hawaii with you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
More attention paid to Taylor Swift recently, named one of Time Magazine's silence breakers. She says she hasn't gotten the $1 payment yet as a result of the groping trial. Matter of fact, the guy who's the DJ, David Mueller, is all over the place saying he didn't do it. He mailed the payment, though, he said, last week in a, what's a Sacagawea.
Sacagawea?
Oh, my God.
What's that?
Seriously? You've never heard of Sacagawea?
It's an Indian name. I know that, but I don't know.
Yeah, the one who...
The female who led Lewis and Clark.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Talk about... He makes fun of us, Kara, for not knowing history.
All right.
Wow.
Calm down. Calm down.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, he... this is...
Well, this is very weird to me. He says that he sent her a $1 Sacagawea coin, and it's meant to be a final sort of up yours to Taylor Swift.
Right.
So I don't really understand how or why that, A, would be his message, and why he would choose a Sacagawea coin. I don't really get what his joke is, but...
Yeah, why doesn't he send her, like, a dollar bill or coins that have, like, men on it who... have not done great things in the past.
I don't get it. This guy is so just off the reservation. He's missing the mark on every level.
He wants a job, though. He's looking for another job.
Well, I'm sure Taylor Swift off even more is going to do great things to get him a job in radio.
Yeah.
The radio trades are all over in this story, and the fact that he's looking for a job. I think that's one of the reasons he's making as much noise, because he wants somebody to notice him and try to hire him, give him a job. Somebody will hire him someplace. All right, let's keep moving here in the musical department, which we have every hour at this time. In this portion of every hour, there's always some musical news, trying to keep up with some of your favorite stars. Blondie's one of my faves. Released a video for new song Doom or Destiny. Joan Jett is in this with Deborah Harry and Blondie. In the video, they're seated together as anchors at a news desk as a harrowing headline occupies the screen. Alarm bells ringing in nation's head is the headline. Deborah Harry presents stories of the day, including three women wearing full-body spandex suits with nasty written across their chests, and a weather forecast projecting asteroids and nuclear war. Wow, this sounds like a lot of fun.
The video is super cool, though, in really? A very 80s punk rock kind of way.
Kind of satirical?
It's very totally satirical. It's really stylish.
Yeah,
really stylish, really cool. It's one of the coolest videos I've seen, and it's
is
from
it?
An artist that's... Huh. How old is Blondie from the
70s? She's in her 60s. She's in her 60s.
Right, but didn't they get started in the late 70s?
Oh, yeah. No, I think earlier than that, even.
Wow.
Been around... Yeah, no, she's been around for at least performing 40 years, close to 40 years.
It's incredible.
Doom or Destiny, the single off of the album Pollinator, released in May to critical acclaim. So this is the sort of follow-up. The title Pollinator was chosen by Deborah Harry because she keeps bees,
mm-hmm.
part of the album's proceeds being donated to the Pollinator Project to help protect the bees. Very cool. All right, let's keep a focus on this kind of... Well, the guitar there brings me around to Jimi Hendrix. Hendrix's album, the new one, featuring unreleased songs between 1968 and 1970. All this stuff being re-released next year. Both Sides of the Sky, March of next year. 13-track album includes 10 songs, never been released. He was 27 when he died in 1970. Can you believe that?
27.
Well, that's that whole group, Jimmy Morrison, what's her face? Why did I never...
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3111. For a recorded message.
This December, the Golden Globe winner for Best Drama returns.
What if he's too fragile? You keep telling me yourself. One more scandal, then it would all be over.
The Crown is magnificent.
Is there something you know? Because if there is, tell me now. Tell me now.
Paris would appear to be complex and difficult. Turn out to be more dependable than anyone thought.
Golden Globe winner Claire Foy is flawless.
History was not made by those who did nothing.
The Crown, only on Netflix.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions. Google Play holiday music. Even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
Again and again and again and around we go. Without Jennifer, it's Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen on the DJV show. The food news department, the past week has seen several very important events take place. It was National Cotton Candy Day, which goes back. Did you know that cotton candy went back to the 1400s?
That's shocking to me.
Spun sugar. And it's really bad for you. It is really bad for you. Interestingly enough, cotton candy,
it's delicious,
bad for your teeth as it is, was it was invented by a dentist named William Morrison.
Then created a cottage industry.
Yeah, sure did. For himself, helping out, right, dentists everywhere.
Yep.
Also, the microwave in focus. The microwave, the engineer who developed it, Percy Spencer, figured out how to heat food, but it isn't safe. It's not good. It's when I say safe, what happens when you put something into a microwave is that the waves, the microwaves, are disassembling the molecular structure of the food that's in there, so it has no value.
It's safe, but it's not nutritious.
No. That's a very good way. Thank you. Yeah. That's the ad. That's the headline. Microwaves are safe.
Safe and easy and fast, not nutritious.
Laser. It's like a laser beam being shot into your food. And it moves all of the stuff around. And it's they call the first ones a radar range. You don't remember that either, the two of you. I do remember that. And they were around after World War II, the first ones. Raytheon built them. Raytheon built a lot of stuff like that before they got into the war building. It was more profitable to blow things up than it was to make things like microwaves. So there you go. Microwave ovens. I have one. I never had one. I always discounted them and tossed them as soon as I knew what was all about. I have one here in this house that I've lived in the last year and a half. I've never used it. I don't think they're I don't know. You said safe. I'm not even sure that having them on and being around, you know, they have the door and it looks like it's safe. But I don't know whether those waves actually creep out through.
Oh,
the,
I'm
let's
sure
say
they
you
do.
Stop it fast and you open it up. Isn't there? There's got to be some danger involved in that, I would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's debuting a $1, $2, and $3 menu. Man, this ought to be great. The budget-friendly menu. The customers at McDonald's say they've been waiting a long time for the dollar menu to be replaced by something new, so somebody's got to help me with this. Either of the two of you ever go to McDonald's?
Sure. Every once in a while. Yeah.
Do you buy a McPick? Sounds like something you'd buy at the lottery store.
What's a McPick? I don't know.
Two for $5. Customers choose two items.
It sounds
the,
kind
anything
of like
on the menu.
You know the You Pick Two at Panera Bread where you like
oh, right.
get
yeah.
half and
I
half?
I do that.
It, yeah, it kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
sounds like that to me.
Really?
Got it.
I've never gotten it, but.
Sausage burritos for $1. McChicken sandwiches. Cheeseburgers, soft drinks of any size for $1. $2 items. Sausage McGriddles. Two-piece buttermilk crispy tenders. Ugh. Bacon McDoubles. $3 items, the sausage McMuffin with egg, triple cheeseburger, and the Happy Meal. I have a new classic chicken sandwich. Bawk, bawk, bawk. Wendy's and Burger King have heavily promoted their discounted menus. All right, so that's let's get to KFC and find out what's happening there. The social media folks... People with a lot of time on their hands have gone to KFC's Twitter account, which has 1.24 million fans. Apparently, the KFC Twitter account only follows 11 of them. And so,
well,
KFC follows
continue,
the five Spice Girls and six random guys named Herb. When you
what does that equal?
Herb and spices.
11 herbs and spices.
And that's what they have in Kentucky Fried Chicken. Wow.
Correct.
This is pretty clever.
And it took someone a very long time.
Long time to figure that out.
To get the joke, yep.
Back to who's got time on their hands. So the 11 herbs and spices are kept in a safe that's monitored 24 hours a day by video and motion detector surveillance. Wait a minute. If you had somebody who was running a research facility, they could take a piece of that chicken and bring it to the lab and examine it and figure out what's in it. What kind of foolishness is this?
Yeah, but you probably wouldn't be able to get the ratio of the spices, how much of each spice. You might be able to identify what some of the spices are, but...
What the mix is?
Yeah, it's the... Yeah.
Colonel Harlan Sanders started serving food to visitors at his service station in Kentucky at a diner there in the 1930s. That's how far back Kentucky Fried Chicken goes. But it isn't called Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore because they don't serve chicken anymore. KFC serves gristle, ground-up bones, whatever the bit parts that are left over from the chicken... in their nuggets, anyway. I think they really actually do serve pieces of chicken, though, don't they? In Kentucky,
do
you not
so.
Any,
yeah.
Nobody goes to Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I haven't been in since I was a little kid.
Well, the nature of it, we sound like elitists, I suppose, talking like, but the stuff that they fry it in, you want to have a cholesterol heart attack. Stop in there once a week. Help yourself. I think it's true of all these. We're spending all this time in food news on fast foods. Let's talk about something that's healthy. Food co-ops. Now experimenting with selling expired foods. This is a whole, you realize what a scam this, not this, but the whole business about expired foods. And you put on the package a date by which to sell it or by which to use it. And most of the time, those are phony baloney. I just, as a matter of fact, cooked a quiche that says, use before November 27th. Well, Kirk, that's fine. And today, 2 weeks after that? Come on. Anyway, I can hear the two of you mocking me without saying anything. There he is again.
I just know you have a habit of cooking food and then, like, not putting it in the refrigerator afterward and leaving it. So I'm always a little iffy.
Well, I think we ought to cut down on
food
waste.
When I think of fresh, I don't think of Doug. You're not Dougie fresh.
No, I like fresh food from the garden and stuff in the summertime. There's a co-op plans to start selling food past its best by dates in England in an effort to keep edible food out of the trash. Plan to start with dried goods, items in tins, selling these items for much lower price point. Isn't there somebody in America who developed a company that sells ugly fruit and vegetables?
Yeah, I think there's a couple different companies. I actually went to college with one of the guys who started this company called Imperfect, and they sell a bunch of ugly fruit.
Right. Ugly, really ugly fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Weird-shaped fruit, bumpy fruit, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't taste any different, though. Noticed?
I haven't eaten any of it, but I think that's the whole point of it.
Well, if you look at it, but now there are all these fancy schmancy stores, Whole Foods and that ilk, that prepare the meals, mashed potatoes. Where do you think they get the mashed potatoes from? They sell potatoes in the store, but they get in the potato bags, there are bad potatoes, or potatoes that don't look good. So they take those and other things. The things that you see for sale in these food, in this food stores, the upscale food stores, the stuff that's for sale is stuff that they
like
can't sell.
Like Whole Foods, Wegmans, stuff like
that? Yeah, yeah. They can't sell it because it doesn't look good, but it tastes the same. So they just have gotten smart. And instead of throwing that stuff away, they cook it themselves and put it in these prepared foods. What do they call it?
Prepared foods.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Right.
Yes.
A lot at Wegmans. Wegmans near my parents is amazing. I love it.
Yeah, they are very good. Here's how to score a free holiday pie at Denny's. You like their pumpkin pie, pecan pie? All right, here's the news. If you place a mobile or online order of $20 or more at Denny's and then use the promo code FREEPIE at checkout, you'll get a free pumpkin or pecan pie. All right, that's this week, probably through the end of the year, I'm going to guess through the holidays. Order online for pickup, or if you're lucky enough to live where a Denny's delivers, that's even better. Denny says in their promotional announcement, at Denny's, we take great pride in sharing meals with family and friends all through the holidays. However, we know how hectic this time of year can be, so we're offering our guests a taste of convenience that will allow them to spend more time with each other and less time preparing a meal. Promo goes till Christmas. All right? Denny's?
That's a good deal. A whole free pie?
Yeah. It is. Eh? But you got to buy $20 worth of food.
That's not hard to do.
What's a meal at Denny's cost? Going to a Denny's? Five, six, seven, $8?
Well, I think it's more than that.
Well, they have that Grand Slam. Do they still have those? Where you go, there's a Denny's in Santa Monica. I used to meet my producer there for breakfast after we get off the air back in the old days. And I think that's the only time. He loved Denny's, so I went in there with him. And they had the griddles things, right?
I'm sure you must be able to get something for $10. Or you can get, you know, a meal for three different people and spend $20, and then you get a free pie. So even getting a pie would cost you, I don't know, $8, $9. I don't know how much a whole pie costs. But I'll do it. How about the three of us go?
Denny's? Yeah. Well, you're going to order one for me.
Yeah.
Send it to me, and I'll use it next month.
Okay.
The promo code at Denny's at checkout.
It's non-refrigerated. It'll just
free
sit there.
Free pie. Pies for everybody. Okay. We're giving away, between now and Christmas, a Works Switch driver drill and a Pegasus folding work table and sawhorse to lucky listeners who would like to get these and give them as Christmas presents. You don't have to tell anybody where you got them. There's got to be somebody in your life who loves to mess around in the garage or down the basement like Gibbs does on NCIS, right? Got somebody like that in your family? Here's the perfect Christmas gift. You can get them free. Register at djbshow.com for the giveaway every Friday. We had one winner last week. We'll pick a winner and announce it on the program on Monday. So you got now still three chances to win. The Work Switch Driver Drill, the gold idea winner for this year from Switch Driver is this driver and drill. So you get one of those and the folding work table and sawhorse, both together. Line up at djbshow.com. Yes, register. It's easy. Just go to the website, djbshow.com, and register to win the Work Switch Driver and drill sets. We'll have a winner every week till Christmas.
Get joy right now at Kohl's and take an extra 25% off. With an extra 25% off, Cuddle Duds throw pillows are $11.24 each, or a Keurig K55 is $74.99, and holiday jammies for the family are 50% off, plus an extra 25% off. Santa's on his way to Kohl's this Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. All the jolly details are at Kohl's.com/Santa. Get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% off, are valid December 7th through 9th with promo code Santa. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Now, yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Santa and Mrs. Claus have partnered with Sleep Number this holiday season, giving visitors a sneak peek into how they get it all done each day and still rest well at night. We went straight to the North Pole for the scoop.
Santa here. Getting sleep is one way I can make my list and check them twice. And now Mrs. Claus and I are getting the quality sleep we need to power us through the busy season.
The long hours in the workshop are taking their toll on Santa, and he's not alone. According to Sleep Number survey, 38% say they lay awake at night stressing about their list of holiday to-dos.
Mrs. Claus and I have gotten smart about our sleep using Sleep Number's technology, and it's definitely making our days more jolly.
Each day, visitors to their online sleep journal get a glimpse inside their life at the North Pole, their sleeping habits, sleep number settings, and even lifestyle tips for getting better sleep at night.
Make sure you're getting quality shut-eye. I'm always watching.
Check it all out at sleepnumber.com/SantaWatch.
77 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for suffered type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now. This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Cars. Love those cars. Everybody likes a good car, right? Everybody. I think that's true, actually. We're in that culture. We're going to talk with Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com about the new Nissan Leaf. If you're into the Leaf market, it's a little late in Massachusetts because all the leaves are gone, but we'll see what the Nissan Leaf is all about. Find out from Nick Miles right after this.
Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow, ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
All right, Nick Miles joins us now from our auto expert. So you're always traveling around. First of all, last week we were talking about the L.A. Auto Show. Is that where you saw the new Nissan Leaf? And what else did you see there that really impressed you?
Well, there's plenty of good things at the L.A. Auto Show. Of course, for me, it's like being in a kid in the candy store,
of course,
Doug.
Yeah,
just spend all my time walking around, Googling, licking, touching, you know, feeling, all those type of things.
I was in L.A., and I was going to come over there, but I couldn't find the time, actually. I really want to. I love cars. I would like to have hung out with you for a little while.
How about we make a date for next year?
All right. We are on. We'll do it. Meanwhile, all right, let's get to this Nissan. What's the Nissan Leaf?
So the Nissan Leaf is the Nissan's electric car, and there's big changes coming the first of the year where 10 states are going to actually have to sell electric cars because of mandatory regulations. That aside, the Leaf is probably the best electric car out there. It's the best-selling electric car out there. The technology is great. It does 150 miles on a charge, that type of thing, if you don't want to put gas in your vehicle. But ultimately, the thing that's really cool about it is Nissan have come up with some really great ideas about how to talk to your car. So not only can you do things like operate your car via Alexa or your smartwatch, but you can also make sure that if your kid's in the car, they can't stray outside the boundary area or that side of things. You can monitor everything via your phone. So kind of cool technology in the new Leaf.
In the year 2525, you know that song? Have you ever heard that song?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's all, if man is still alive, we're not going to need our arms and limbs because everything's going to be done for us is a perfect example of that direction. I drove, actually, when I was in L.A. last week, I rented a Fusion. I have never driven one of those before, and I got into it at the Enterprise lot, and I pushed the button, and I didn't hear anything. So I said to the guy, something's wrong here. The car's not running. He says, no, you can't hear it. So
yeah,
I hit the accelerator.
The hybrid.
Actually, it was quite a good car. I don't know what you think of them. I was quite impressed with it, actually.
You know, Ford are making great vehicles nowadays. They're doing vehicles that are very economically sound. They're doing vehicles that are very ecologically sound, and they're doing vehicles that actually perform really well. Everything from their sort of the RS and their ST all the way through the, you know, the big trucks and stuff like that. So this is a company that's one of the only companies that's seeing massive sales increases as well.
All right. So now that Matt Lauer has been fired, most of the pictures you see of him are driving that gray Jeep Wrangler around in his. Is that bringing the Jeep Wrangler into prominence? What do you think of the Jeep Wrangler?
There's actually a brand new Jeep Wrangler was launched this week in Arizona by a Jeep company. It's the car that took all of our troops to and from the front line in 1940s. The great thing about the new Wrangler is, Doug, it's always been horrible on-road. And the new Jeep Wrangler actually drives just like a sedan. So I predict they're going to sell as many as they can make.
All right. Do you know why they call them Jeeps?
Yeah, it's an acronym, but I can't remember what it is.
General Purpose. The Jeep originally was a Jeep. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. What, do you want to say that again, Victoria?
Just enough essential parts.
That's not really what it stands for, but yeah, that's it. All right, good job. Thank you.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.